This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the house. Yo, it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me, guys. Can we say yes? Boom! It's a full house in here.
You're
white daughter.
Embarrassing me already.
I am. I have a full chub. I'm gonna be honest with you. We got a lot of sexy women in the house. There's a lot of sexy women here celebrating my birth. Introduce yourselves, Danny, please.
I'm Danny Daniels.
Yes. Explain to people who you are and what you do.
What did I say last time? Oh, I'm Danny Daniels. I have sex for money on the camera.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord, good God Almighty. Well, welcome back, Danny. We missed
Swipe
it.
Up.
I actually used the barbecue sauce.
Oh, you did?
I used it. Yes, I loved it. Loved it. It was great.
What'd you put it on?
I put it on some girl. Happy birthday to me. White daughter's embarrassing me. I gotta get out of here.
I'm so embarrassed.
You're up.
And I shoot porn.
That's right. Now,
singing to a microphone now, too.
And where you
do?
Yeah, I'm singing.
There you go. Yeah, stay up on that mic. Where you from now?
I'm from Florida, originally.
Where in Florida?
Gainesville.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's Georgia's basement, nigga. Gainesville?
Yeah.
Holy college football. What are you doing down here? What are you chasing niggas down there?
Oh, my God.
All right, Race Wars. Race Wars is a show, so. You chasing niggas down there?
I know.
And you grew up there?
Yes.
High school and all that?
Uh-huh.
What high school you go to?
Went to Gulf Coast.
Gulf Coast
High School.
How was that, all white?
Pretty much all Richie.
Rich white people?
Yeah. I mean, kids driving fucking Mercedes and shit like that. It's like fucking nuts.
All I heard is blah, 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 Jew. We get it.
You know those Jews down there. You gotta know that's right. You heard Mercedes Benz. They love those Nazi cars. Go, Pumpkin. It's your turn.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Provocateur.
Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm an adult fetish star, and I peg men.
Oh, my God. Ooh. I like how she sounds like who's that actress? Nobody. Oh, Matt wouldn't know because it's a black actress who played Catwoman.
Eartha Kitt.
There we go. I nailed it.
Perfect.
You got some Eartha Kitt in you. Stop making girls purr. Keep making girls purr. It's your turn, Pumpkin. Oh, shit, my phone.
Peyton Sinclair, and I do porn webcam, and I actually am a massage therapist now.
Oh, shit. Peyton massages shit. She massages shit.
Where's your cramp?
Oh, God. Okay, that's what I call it. I call it a cramp. I call it a Charlie horse.
Charlie horse.
Hey, Charlie, you heard her? She's talking about you. Well, welcome back. Welcome to the show. Peyton,
Thank
this is your first time, right?
Yes.
Now, where did you grow up? Where are you from?
I'm from Toms River, New Jersey.
Oh, holy fucking Little League baseball.
Yeah. Actually, hold up. I gave Todd Frazier his first blowy, so.
Oh! That got Matt's attention, man. I saw you look over there. I woke up the goddamn engineer. You gave him his first blowjob?
I did in the movie theater in Toms River.
And how old was he?
Oh, my God.
Oh, should we go to commercial?
We might.
Did you Epstein the nigga?
14,
did you Epstein the nigga?
13, 14.
I can say whatever I want.
Wait, you were 14?
I might have been. Yeah, because he's a year younger than me.
So. Oh, he was, yeah. And then in the movie theater.
In
what
the movie
was playing? Was it Schindler's List?
I don't remember. I was not paying attention.
It is a sexy movie.
I was
sexy.
Not interested in the movie.
You know that Schindler, you know. He made that list, nigga. He got niggas hot.
I need him.
So you grew up in the fucking Toms River.
I did.
And you went to high school? What high school?
Toms River North.
Okay. Toms River North.
Kurt went to
Kurt's maybe from there. Yeah, Kurt Metzger
Kurt
actually
Metzger.
Grew up in Toms River as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, really?
Wait, Kurt
How
went
do you
to
know
your
Kurt?
School? Uh-oh, this
she
is going to be a good
Kurt.
Story.
You do know Kurt?
Not like that. Not like that.
Oh my God.
What do you mean not like that?
No.
Not like a human knows a human? No. It's like you met an ape boy?
No. Like Piper Perabo went to my high school, right. Adam Perabo. So like there's actually people from Tom's River that have advanced.
Okay, who the fuck is Piper Perabo?
What's Coyote Ugly.
She's an actress.
Oh, that girl who danced on top of the... Oh, yeah, I do know
See?
Her.
See,
I know
we all just start somewhere. So.
I do know her, that's right. And she went there too.
She went to North.
Okay. Yep. That's a big success. Yo, where you grow up? Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston, yeah.
Don't try to out-black me, nigga. Don't try to come in here with this Beyonce bullshit. You ain't better than me, Rocket.
I'm always the one-upper.
That's right. And you went to a black and white school, right? Didn't we talk about this?
Yes.
It was mostly white.
Yes.
They chased the shit out of you, didn't they?
I was in track and field.
So you could hurdle, you hurdle your way home. She Jesse Owens her way home. I need more blacks in here laughing.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
It was really more of like a flojo.
A flojo? Something. Did you date like white dudes in here? Yes. Did you date white dudes?
Yeah.
And no white girls ain't like that.
They didn't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. How many blacks was in the school? Was it a lot?
Like five.
Five black people? In the whole school?
Yes.
Motherfucker. What?
How big was your graduating class?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe 60 people.
Oh, it was a small Christian school?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was a Christian bullshit. I knew it. Jew daughter, you heard her. I knew it was a Christian situation.
I didn't.
They just as bad as those Orthodox.
What do you mean just as bad?
They stay in a little groups.
It's too soon.
They stay in a little groups and they don't come out of them.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of inbreeding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they come out.
Yep. Do they have measles shots or no measles shots?
They had measles shots.
What about Gainesville? They had some measles shots down there? What's going on down there?
Yeah, they made us get that, right? Like,
didn't y'all?
Why? Does anybody look really measles-y to you?
I mean, I go through a lot with the Orthodox. I go to Coney Island. Yeah, I'm a Brooklyn nigga. So I go to Coney Island, I get scared when I get on the roller coaster.
Because of all the measles.
They surround me. I mean, I just don't breathe as much as I still love them. They're still my family, but I just don't breathe a lot around.
#too soon.
It's my birthday. Can I not say what I want to say?
About the Jews? All right.
I am a
just
Jew.
Just this one
so
day.
I can say it. Was it Jews in Gainesville?
Why do we have to go back to Gainesville?
Because I'm interested in Gainesville.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's really, really white.
I don't know, man. I feel like more like even the university is more black than white. Like,
okay, don't
I
be angry
like
about
in
that,
my
first of all.
Main, like, I mean, when I was in middle school, I felt like I was, like, you know, the only.
Okay.
Yeah, so more of the city. But out on the outskirts is more, I guess, like white, more country.
On the
more,
suburbs.
Right.
So what school was it where all these white kids went, the rich white kids went to?
That was in Naples.
That was in Naples. That's when you went to high school?
Yeah.
Your parents got you out of that fucking,
Shut up.
They bust her out of there, Karen. That's what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with the Jews.
Yeah, Kamala.
They bust you right out of there for your fucking day. It's like, nah, it's too, how would Trump say, infested around. Is that too real? Is that too much news?
That's
what's
not,
up?
It's not real enough.
All right. Now, did you date interracially in school? Back me up on this.
All right.
Boo, bitch. Boo, nigga.
Dating? I didn't date anyone. What are you talking about? That's what I told my dad anyways.
Okay. You weren't dating anybody?
No boyfriends. Not allowed to, man.
Danny grew up in the Orange Curtain. She grew up in that curtain, Orange County. So that outwhites the whole table, nigga. The whole table is Puerto Rican compared to her upbringing. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Jew is not white. Basically, me and Disneyland.
Sweet, sweet Anaheim. So, was it? There's a lot of Jewish people in OC, right?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You don't be looking?
No, I don't. How do you know? I don't know.
You gotta separate people, then you can't trust
it's
everybody.
It's mostly a smell.
No, no, no. You went too far.
To like get educated. It's okay. I'm a Jew. I can say whatever I want about. Whatever, yeah. Yes. I mean,
Karen's Israeli.
I get a Jew card, yeah. Israeli. Yeah. Could talk about the Jews.
You know,
can
how
make
they
it
smell,
weird. Let's have a nice weird Jew conversation.
It's
to break
my
the
birthday.
Ice, strangers. Happy birthday, Dad. Let's have some Jew talk on your show.
Oh man, it did make me happy to just start off with that.
Yeah, I know.
It made me a little happy.
People know it is Race Wars.
I mean, we had a great show Monday. We had a great comedy show, birthday comedy show at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh yeah, you and Pete Lee.
Me and Pete Lee celebrating our birth. Michelle Wolf did the show, and Dave Attell, and who else was on it?
Derek
you Gaines. Okay. You're Jewish? Why would you whisper that?
Half, half.
Which half?
What year is this?
Technically not, because it's my dad's.
It's your dad. Oh, she came that close.
She's going to whisper something in my ear. Okay, you can be Jewish.
A little bit.
Your father's Jewish, but your mother's not.
She converted.
We look down on that.
She converted?
From a Jew.
She used to be a Jew.
But I converted back.
Because you converted back from Jew or from Catholic.
I don't know you could do that.
What are you?
I don't know. Listen, I was engaged to somebody that was Portuguese, and I couldn't technically get married unless I was full blown like
Catholic.
I went through everything, like confirmation, everything.
Yeah. Oh wow.
It was bad. She like claimed I was a devil.
You had to clean. You had to clear your web history as well.
Who said you were the devil?
My ex fiance's mother said I was the devil.
You went through all that work and she said
and
you were the
devil. And I still didn't marry him even though he cheated on me.
Wait, what?
I'm the devil.
You're
it's
a devil?
Fine. I'm the devil.
Okay.
Wait, whoa. Let's not bury the lead in this story.
All right, yeah.
You were engaged to a Portuguese? No Portuguese on my ship.
Here?
Exactly.
Old time racism.
Jersey.
Okay, Jersey, right? And you loved him so much, you went full Catholic for him.
Yes.
And then he fucked somebody else, and his mom called you a devil.
Yes, exactly. and her son was an altar boy, nonetheless.
Oh.
I didn't like that shit. I was okay.
No, they're the worst. That's what are you talking about?
Altar boys are
the worst.
Yeah, they're the worst.
But onward.
But your fiance was?
How many times were you engaged? That's the story.
Three.
Really?
Three engagements?
Peyton.
Three engagements? You whore! I'm like a Teresa Giudice. You remember that
scene? Have you ever been married?
Jersey Housewives, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. You three engagements?
Lainey, right? Wait, and I asked Lainey, actually, my last engagement to be my maid of honor. Remember, Lainey? You'll fuck him too. But it's okay.
Wait, what?
What? Nothing.
Your
so
last
have you ever been married?
No, it never happened.
Just engagements, only married. Has just anybody else?
That's like the new age cock tease.
Yeah.
Engagement, break it off right before.
Yeah, a regular fucking Elizabeth Taylor you are.
What do you do with the ring? You give it back?
You know, it's so funny. Actually, it's not funny, but the last ring, Lainey. I went for my breast aug, my new boobs, and I came back from my surgery, and my ring was missing.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody took your ring?
Somebody took my ring.
Are you on the women's soccer team, and you stayed in a hotel in New York City?
No, it was at my mom's.
Thanks, guys. Google the story. It's funny. So, three times engaged. How old were you when you had the first engagement?
Mm-hmm. 22.
Wow. Was it a high school sweetheart?
No, it was the Portuguese asshole.
Oh, the Portuguese who was the first dude?
Yeah.
He must have had a big stupid dick, didn't he?
He did have a big stupid dick.
I know, just a goofy ass, uncircumcised.
No, he was circumcised.
Oh, okay, that's why you married him.
I don't hate, so.
Like a fire hose.
So after you went Catholic and she called you a devil, did you go back to, did you un-Catholic?
No.
So you're still Catholic?
Yeah. But you know,
I was just being.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I would like to return my Catholic card.
They give you a cross upside down.
Yes. Yeah. What's that movie? Huh? Like
The Devil. Yeah.
X-Men.
So do you do it? Do you go to church? Do you confess?
No.
No. Why? No. This sounds like so fun.
You know, I don't.
It's like get it off your chest.
What am I going to confess? I didn't do anything wrong.
That's fair enough.
You know.
Why did the mother hate you so?
Because she was a. See you next Tuesday. I don't know. Maybe because I wasn't originally. Exactly. Yes.
Because she was Catholic.
No, I don't. I don't care. Why are we talking? Because
just
about
this? Listen, we talk about everything.
That's like fun.
That is fun. No, who was the second engagement? An old rich dude?
I wish I would have never said
I know that was an old rich dude. She was like, no more love for me.
No.
Give me a condo, nigga.
No, it actually was a high school sweetheart. It was a high school sweetheart.
The second one.
Stupid. The second
so
one.
So you
high
loop
school.
Back around to
I
high school.
I loop back around,
sweetheart.
Yep.
And you were like, love. Yes, I'm a high school sweetheart. It's going to be a sweet life.
See, what?
An amazing marriage. Someone
it.
I know from when we're young. So what
I
happened?
Thought. He cheated.
No,
why are you cheating on me? Like,
Peyton,
I don't get it.
Peyton, what do? Why do you like think that you end up in those
cheaters.
Relationships?
Thank yeah. you, daughter.
Are you no, recreating a childhood wound?
Oh. I do have daddy issues. There I do. Go. I seriously do have daddy issues.
Are you attracted to guys you have to fix?
Oh,
you know, like a project.
I never thought of it that way, but you know what?
Takes
I don't
focus
see,
off
but
you
know, I don't. No,
do?
I don't see. No, I don't see them as a project at the time until shit happens.
Right.
That's the way it is. Yep. But what are you gonna do? You know,
build a man.
Guys suck.
Build a man. She like home improvement.
You need
yeah,
you
like build exactly, a man. Build a man. Or whatever the hell it is.
It's like
right?
tool time.
You need an old
yes,
white dude.
I don't stick. Want an old dude.
You're an old dude. He'll fuck off.
Yeah.
No. No.
Teach a young daughter.
No.
Leave me alone to do what you want.
Nope.
Then you can go. Fuck a Puerto Rican or whatever. Number five, number six.
No.
Be you. Be
I co-sign
free.
That Puerto Rican.
Be free.
No.
They have big stupid dicks too.
Woo!
Flopping around.
I call
island.
Them. I call them footers.
Hey. Footers. Kelly has the data.
Is that a noise? Oh, was that a sound effect? That's the title. Whatever noise she made.
Is anybody else married? Is anybody else engaged?
I'm married.
You're married.
Yeah, we know
your husband's here.
Yeah,
yes.
My husband's here.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yep.
All right, yes. Hubby.
And what about you,
shout
Juliana?
Out.
Never.
Kelly?
Never.
Do you think about
married
it, though?
Engaged.
You don't think about
none
it?
Of those.
None of those. Okay.
And Karen, but let's see if she thinks about it, though.
She thinks about getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, is that like a
very, very little, because as a kid, I went through, as a child, yeah. I had to go through a divorce. Mm. My dad got divorced, like, three times, so yeah. I'm
three
like,
times. You know
yeah,
all like three times me. Were your fault, though. You know it was your fault.
It's so mean.
It's like, it's
just for the record.
I don't know these white people.
Strange whites should be the title.
3 times your father got married?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he married now?
Yeah. To his high school sweetheart.
So he looped around too.
Everybody loops around.
I'm not doing no looping.
What do you mean, Kelly? You ain't doing no looping. You ain't better than everybody
else.
Everybody
loops. Everyone's a looper.
I ain't doing no loop.
No loop? You never went back with an ex.
Hell no. They always want me back.
Yeah,
and you okay. never go back?
I'm like, stop soliciting. I ain't buying what you're selling.
They out there barking in front of 2 for 1.
No BOGOs. No BOGOs.
You never go back?
Nah, I don't go back.
Hell yeah.
Come on now. That can't be. I mean, how are you so perfect that way? We all slip.
Because
we
I bag slip, new yeah. ones.
You bag new ones.
I bag new ones. Better equipped.
Car, like a car.
I love it.
Now,
I
nobody, it. Have you ever been left? Somebody had to leave you at some point.
Oh, they always leave me.
Oh, they always.
They keep coming back.
Because they can't handle.
That's right.
They
you
can't
know what?
Handle the goddess.
You can be overqualified for the job. That's
and that's what it is.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, and then, you know, they're like, because, like, we're in the we're pretty much in the movie scene, and we're in front of the camera, so a lot of guys can't handle
yeah.
that type of power.
It and is then, a lot of, yeah.
No, I'm serious. Right. And then they're, like, yeah, really insecure.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of guys can't handle a woman with that much shine, like charisma and people out there in the world admiring you. It's, like, a lot for them.
Yeah, that's why I just say, okay, you need to stay with the regular bitches.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going backwards. Mm-hmm. So you can stay over there, be bitter and sour while I'm on TV.
Oh. So you said men can't handle all the power when women are powerful like that?
They can't. God damn.
Well, I think that they want them all to themselves. I feel like they don't like to share.
It's a or jealousy. Yeah.
Possession thing.
Yeah. Possession's just fear. They're scared.
That is
scared of what?
Scared of loss.
Losing?
Scared of being out of
well,
control.
Well, if they...
Scared of being,
fucking
like,
keep
not
together.
Good enough.
Thank you. Thank
they
you.
Will not feel that way.
Thank you.
But that's the problem. We're men. We don't keep it together.
And they're a disaster.
We drop the ball.
Yep.
They're a fucking mess.
But
I had one crying.
On
I don't know. I'm undecided.
You on the fence?
I'll let you know when
well,
I
you had what?
One crying and snotting and shit.
Why are you traveling so much?
No.
I said, listen, babe. Like,
my pussy is dry. It's a desert in here.
Huh? They act like they don't know what they signed up for. Right?
That's Thank the thing.
You. Exactly.
And that's what attracted him to you in the first place.
Maybe.
It's how dynamic you are.
Sometimes the things that attract you is also the things you go like this. Why you got to do that for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then they're like, okay, so when are you going to stop doing what you're doing? Boo, when you can double up what I'm making.
Thank you. Exactly.
Well, let my boys crunch the numbers, but I don't know if I can hold I'll have my team crunch those numbers, but I don't know if I can.
I'm saying. And then it's funny because those same people that want you to change, they're not going to change for you.
At all.
But they think that you're going to compromise yourself for them.
Right.
And I never understood that.
Right.
That's why I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if you don't like it, move to the left. Move to the left.
All right. Now, does it get lonely doing that?
No, because they're like buses. Miss one, next one coming.
This bitch got the answers.
No, it's true. No, honestly, because like even with my ex, like I said, I've always been cheated on. Like, why are you cheating on me? I'll bring a girl home, you dumbass. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, why are you cheating on me? Don't do it behind my back. You want to fucking do some? Tell me. I'll bring a girl home.
So like, why do you think they still did it then? Why do you think they still?
Greedy.
Greed.
Greedy.
To prove that they can do it anyway?
Amen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Maybe it's the thrill of doing it more than the actual act.
I don't know what it is, but they go fuck off.
It's like seeing if they can get away with it, seeing if you can get caught.
It's like the game of it.
So what are the rules for you? It's like you guys can do stuff together, but not
without
you.
Yeah, but not behind my back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do it behind my back. Like, I'll bring a girl home, like, no problem, but don't.
But do you get funny about the girls you bring? Because sometimes girls be like this. We can have a girl. And then you'd be like, she'll be like, not her. No, that bitch got beef with me. Well, yeah, I don't like her skirt. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Yes,
it's
no.
Like you just said no to every bitch.
No, that is not true. Like, it's a team effort. Like, that's what I feel. Like, when you're in a relationship, it should be a team effort.
I agree. Yeah. I concur.
That's it.
All right.
Would you ever do like an open relationship, or is that like
hell
no?
Damn! A lot of emotions at this table, goddammit. A lot of hurt at this table.
No,
it's only me. A
lot of hurt over here, goddammit.
I'm not with that poly life.
I'm polyamorous.
I ain't with that.
Why?
Bitch, because it's only me you're supposed to be looking at.
What, emotionally?
All of it.
First of all, everybody looks at everybody. So if you think you're only going to have somebody who only looks at you sexually, that's incorrect.
Okay, well, you got a point.
So, okay, damn, that was easy enough.
It's not about not looking.
I was shocked to get that ended.
It's not about looking. It's about your behavior. So it's about loyalty and respect.
Okay. I am not into sharing my partner with anyone.
Ever? You can't ever have a threesome with your partner?
If that's the case, I need another guy in.
But what?
What?
I'll have my people crunch your numbers and... I came back to that joke, Karen.
We all, everybody's a looper.
Yeah, I came back to that one. We looped around. But no, that's my high school sweetheart joke.
But it's like guys always say, oh, I want to have another girl and all this. But then if you say, okay, I want another guy, then oh, it's a problem. Mm. So it's like a double standard.
If it's Michael Jordan, I'll let you do it.
What?
Me and Michael Jordan, fuck you. But if ain't one of my heroes, I can't do it. Reggie Jackson. Me, you, Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson?
He an old nigga, but he a hero. Joe Lewis. Me, you, and Joe Lewis.
He's on a crutch.
He dead, but we'll dig him up. We'll dig that nigga up. He the champ. So you would never have a threesome? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what did you say?
It's not the same as a threesome. Open relationship's not the same as a threesome.
But she won't even do that, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no threesomes.
I ain't doing none of that. That's,
you're not into that at
it's
all.
It's only me.
An all black church about shit.
It's only me and only me. And if you ain't with me, bitch, you got to go.
But y'all can have fun together.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you only you with him?
Or yes.
Oh, see, you know.
But don't you work? What about your work? What about your job?
That's work. That's my job.
Nah, bitch, you gonna have your cake and eat it too. I don't like this. I don't
what
like
if,
it.
What why? It doesn't affect you.
What if he went to work and fuck girls every day? Would you care?
What?
If it was work?
Yes. If he was working in the same industry.
I wouldn't date nobody in this industry. That's rule number one, boo. Mm-hmm. I don't want a theesy. Mm-hmm.
A theesy?
What's yes, that? They for everybody. Theesies are for everybody.
You gotta share with everyone. Everybody knows what you get at home, I feel like, in a way. Like, if he's off doing his thing on set, he's gonna bring a little bit of that back. so home. And so then you feel that, hey, that's no more like personal between me and you now that you're off doing. But unless what? You have certain like.
This seems like a double standard, Karen. Back me up, white daughter.
I don't know.
So you guys get to do it, but he can't. Or whatever spouse you have. He, she.
If his ass is a carpenter, you better get the carpenter in. You shouldn't be doing no sexual relations.
But you can do it.
It's my fucking work.
But what?
You knew what you signed up for.
What if you fall in love with somebody who's in the industry?
We ain't gonna do that, boy. I ain't crazy.
And if I
my
think
pussy it says one thing, but my brain says don't do it. See, makes sense, huh?
I think if you're in that type of relationship, though, you gotta like draw some lines between being a performer and a performer. What's personal to you guys in your like time,
right?
And then what do you guys bring to the table when you go to work? I think that's how that has to work. I don't know. I'm personally never I'll experienced that, but
you never experienced it yourself.
No, but
you've never dated someone in the industry.
No, which no, because I'm kind of like, you know, I would never. Yeah. I want somebody to me. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I
already had to share so much of my life and everything. Like, I want to keep something for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
So,
I don't know. I dated a lot of guys in the industry, and the sex was different off camera.
Sex is different off camera.
For me, it is. Was I mean, everyone's different.
Was
like,
it good?
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, you have a type of
you think
of
it's
person,
not good?
I'm like, was it good? You
know, yeah, I mean, I mean, enough to last a year, and then I got over it.
Oh, yeah. See? He made 12 months.
All right.
That's every season. That's accomplishment in my book.
And then she woke up and was like, okay, I need you to get out, boo.
Then you got tired of it? What happened?
Yeah, but it wasn't because of dick. Like, dick is dick. Because if you have good dick, there's more to that for me.
Dick is
I need
dick.
Like a best friend and a partner and good dick.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can just go get good dick.
That's right.
Right.
So what? What do you mean that's right? That's right.
Quality over quantity.
Right. No, she's yeah. So right.
So you wouldn't date somebody in the industry,
no.
But somebody out of the industry should date you.
They will date me. Just saying. But yes.
Yes. And what if they have, what if they be like this, I want you to, but it, I mean, it could be honestly them wanting you to be out the industry because they love you enough.
Okay.
I well, love you so much that. Or whatever. It can come, you know, whatever. If humans are humans.
Okay, then put a ring on it. Buy me a house.
So what if they do all
no,
that? What if they
I
do that?
I still want to work because I I'm love still what
gonna,
I do.
I'm right. still going to work because I'm an independent woman. Right. I'm not a dependent.
Right.
What that ain't gonna work.
When you love your job so much, like you
and
love
I
it
do
just
love being oh,
as equally as that person. It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I like kicking niggas in the nuts and putting my foot on their neck. And hi-ya.
Kelly is my soul woman. Yes, girl.
You like kicking just niggas in the nuts too much to
to give it up. Why?
I don't, you know.
I don't have my foot on your
if
neck.
If I was a guy dating, I'd be like, go kick that guy in the nuts as long as it's not me.
Yeah, I would say that. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like a double standard. It sounds like if a dude said it to a girl, y'all be like, nope, no, she should be able to do what she want to do. Uh-huh. It's America, the girls can do what girls want to be.
No one's saying that the man shouldn't do it. I don't think anybody's arguing
but
that.
But ain't nobody like
man
fucking
been doing
fighting
it.
For his right to fucking say no, I don't.
What if you were with a girl that was a porn star and told you to quit your job?
You had
you
me at with a girl that's a porn star. After that, I blacked out and spilled on myself.
You wouldn't care. So
I spilled on myself. You win. Are you happy? I mean, if she told me to quit my job, yeah. I wouldn't quit my job. No. I would still
you
do can. My fucking job. No.
Because you love it.
Because I love it. I know it, but it just seems like a double stand. What's wrong with her? What's going on?
Oh, she's on the robot.
Yes, yes, yes.
What you need?
Nothing.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
She was doing a robot.
Was she doing a robot?
Exactly. Thank you, Kelly.
You didn't see that hand? You didn't see that hand go back?
Do you understand sound language?
No, why would he?
Thank you, lady. See, she gets me.
What's going on?
She gets me. It's a Jersey thing.
What's we, something? Did I miss something sexy or just confusing?
No. What do we miss?
Confusing.
No.
It's very confusing.
But anyways, I think if you really love somebody, you're going to be with them no matter what. You love them. You should be with them. If they're doing something that they love and right. they enjoy, then mm-hmm. you should definitely, if you love them, be okay with that.
Love comes with sacrifice. That's the end of that. I agree. No, I agree with that.
Love is pain. Love is hurt.
That's right, 19-year-old.
Yeah, love is fighting.
That is
love
anal.
Is, love is meanness. Love is bad.
And there's pain and hurt. I am gone.
I just have one thing to say.
Oh, I don't like it
say.
When it hurts.
Unless
repeatedly.
I'm getting choked out, then I'm totally cool with it.
Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it?
Thank you. You know what Tina got for that? Two right crosses.
Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake.
Ike Turner for life, bitch. Ike for life. Oh, man, I felt good. Oh, Mack Weldon. I love Mack Weldon, Karen. You know that about me. But why do you like? You say you like it.
I like it for you. Because okay. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. The website is super easy to navigate. Anybody can do it, even you.
That's right. I can do it. And you know what? No matter what you're wearing right now, Mack Weldon is better than what you're wearing.
It doesn't matter if it's comfortable underwear, shirts, socks, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, anything you're going to wear.
Yes. I mean, it's just a, you know, it's a essential brand yep. for men. It's for men. Okay. We need our own shit made by men for men that knows what we like. We like premium stuff.
Premium. And they even have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial so you could smell like a silver daisy.
Yes. So you don't have the stinky stuff on you.
No. Totally eliminates odor. They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of whatever it is that you get, you can keep it and they will still refund you. No questions asked.
It's so crazy. I love premium fabrics and Mack Weldon is all about the premium fabrics.
Yep.
And it looks good. It feels good. And I swear by it. I
good
swear by it.
Good for everything. Going out, going to work, going on dates, everyday life, whatever you want.
Now, how did they get 20% off? Let's hook them up with something.
20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com. That's MackWeldon.com. And enter promo code RACEWARS.
That's right. Enter the promo code RACEWARS and get hooked up. That's 20% off, man. You know you want to save some coin.
20% off.
Mack Weldon. Get your life right. Get your draws right. Anyway, I guess we might as well talk about something political.
Okay. I know you're.
Let's talk about something light, though. An easy topic: mass shootings.
Ooh,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that took a turn.
White dudes, what are they up to, right?
Oh my God,
Kel, you from Houston? You know what happened down in motherfucking El Paso? Don't play it off like they ain't your town. You from Texas now? It's Texas shooting.
That's not okay.
You saw that Texas shooting? You knew it was a. You know what black people say as soon as we hear about a mass shooting? We name one actress. Betty White.
Why are you going to do Betty White?
Because we
like
say
that?
Betty White.
yeah, that is true.
Bang, bang, bang. Comedy niggas. How you doing? Comedy podcast.
That is true.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Oh, Betty White.
Betty White.
You knew that El Paso dude was white right from the jump. You know mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, I kind of
And you knew
it.
Ohio Dayton was too.
He was. Yeah, they were both crazy. And
he
white.
Shot his sister.
Yeah.
Yes, his sister was one of the people he shot in
the
bar.
He killed her.
Wow.
What is that?
Yeah.
Silence. A moment of silence.
Hey, we all want to shoot our sisters. I'll be honest with you.
I have a sister.
That's all guys who don't get laid. Those are all people who have never managed to have sex with a woman, and it has to come out somehow.
And that's how it comes out with a fucking automatic weapon?
Yeah.
Someone well, there's called like, their dick small.
Why is it?
Little dick syndrome.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yep. And it was not only they said his dick was small, it was a small
thing. Yeah. Well, they're black pillars. Do you know what the black pill is?
What's that?
So you know what the red pill is, right?
What's that?
The red pill is like in like men's circles. Right? The red pill is like the truth about women and dating and relationships, right? Like what the media won't tell you or whatever. Okay. The blue pill is like how the movies are. It's like if you work really hard, you'll get the girl, you know? And then the red pill is like none of that matters. It's
none
like looks, money, status. Girls will fuck the next guy. Yep. Like this is what women are like. Like you like all that shit that you've heard from men about women, that's like the red pill. And then the black pill is for these like really the people who never fuck, okay? And it's like explaining why they never fuck and never will. And it's like this cycle of hopelessness. They're like, if you don't look a certain way, if your jaw's a certain way, if your yeah. wrists are a certain circumference, then there's no hope for you.
Yeah.
You can either like just accept this life of misery or you can go kill yourself.
Whoa.
Or kill other people.
Ooh.
And that's white dudes.
Or just
and that's our culture.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they seem bent on destruction there, Kelly. They seem bent on it. Killing everybody. Kill your sister in the bar.
If these guys just fucked one time.
One won't time. You selfish bitches if they got, give if up the pussy to the niggas who really need it? Y'all
fuck
fucking
you,
all these cute
pay
niggas.
Me. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Y'all be do cute. It. Fuck you, pay me.
Oh, he paying society.
Blood.
I mean, it really does yeah. come down to a good hand job.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's like if even they, it's so, but they're so young, right? Like usually they're so young. Remember that guy Elliot Rodger, that like director's kid or whatever, who shot up the sorority girls in L.A. or whatever.
I can't keep up with him.
That was a, it was a little while ago.
Oh, yeah, was it like so that many. Country bar or something, yeah. right? Or
no, so he drove around in like his Lexus or whatever, and specifically was after blonde sorority girls. He was like, they would never fuck me. He was like a 21-year-old or like 20-year-old
wow.
kid. He was like a little awkward.
And he said blonde but girls would never fuck me.
I remember that one right. country bar that got hit up like a while ago.
Oh, I remember
yeah.
that too.
In L.A.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. A lot of people got shot. It was like outside, inside.
It was like a college.
Yeah.
Right, lady or something. Yeah.
It's been a lot of shootings. We all know it's always white dudes.
Right.
Stop pretending here.
Aren't most serial killers white? I thought.
Yeah. The good ones. The good ones are. The ones I admire. Sweet Ted Bundy, the Michael Jordan of
the lampshade guy.
Killing bitches. Oh, the MJ killing bitches thing. Oh, sweet Teddy Bundy.
Put him in the freezer.
Listen, he was the best.
Mr. Freezer.
What should we do?
I
should we ban
the lampshade guy? Wasn't he the guy that
no,
made
that's
lampshades?
Like Ed Gein, I think.
Oh, that was
that's a different guy. Not
lampshade.
That I
yeah, someone like serial killer made lampshades out of people. Or
yeah.
Something.
Oh my
oh,
god.
Oh yeah.
That
was,
yeah.
Yeah,
that
was
Bundy.
Mm-hmm. Was that Bundy?
Lainey
gets it. Bundy, right?
Huh?
Ed Gein.
He was the one that lived with his mom.
Yeah.
Give all of these
God,
dudes
wait,
porn, okay? Go to Pornhub.
I think they need more than porn.
Pornhub.com/Danny Daniels. You're welcome.
Just
she is
come
right now.
And you'll feel better.
Just jerk off.
After I make a mess
whenever
of myself,
angry,
I don't want to hurt
just
nobody.
Jerk off.
I think it's so toxic that we, like, I think it's more normal now for people to have sex later. Like, if you're in your early 20s and you haven't had sex, it's like, so freakish, but it's actually not. Like that's
it's
really,
freakish.
Really common.
It's
that's really.
I was going in.
I was 21.
Teenager, nigga, I was getting it in.
Yeah, well.
I was getting it in. But girls are more
that's
sexual.
That's a personality
like girls
thing.
Went more. Like girls
oh,
would
no
go
human,
in.
Mm-hmm. There's no human interaction anymore.
It felt like girls were more adult than guys were when I was like in junior
more
high.
Mature.
Yeah, we yeah. Yeah, mature sooner.
And they would corner you in a fucking hallway, and I was just an innocent goof. Like we were gonna be late for science, and she's like, "Shut up, stupid!" And threw a tongue about your mouth. Shut your dumb mouth. And
really?
Just, yeah, girls. Was, yes, girls.
Oh, dumb mouth.
I went to school with Puerto Rican.
I didn't do that. I was just a little thing.
Well, you had a back brace on.
I had a back brace. And
you
I
didn't have the back brace.
And I was little.
If you see the pictures
yeah.
You got to bring the pictures out. Every time we talk about it, we got to.
Have you seen? I think I showed
it.
You. Yeah, I did.
You looked a little handicapped.
You guys, get ready for a treat.
Don't let any of this fool you. Karen looked like an injured bird.
No.
Up to 2 years ago.
I was, yeah.
I fuck
her. That's a poor little thing.
She was all frail and stuff.
Yeah.
She was all frail and had a bad
brace
on.
She has a classic picture of her at her bar mitzvah.
Oh,
bar
yeah,
mitzvah.
Hold on. So this
that
is
movie
the
like
back
Romeo
brace.
Standing
Michelle.
Next to a friend
Richard.
Of hers.
Like
they're the same age.
Yeah.
Romy Michelle.
Karen looked like she's 3 years
oh,
old next
okay,
to this
yes.
girl.
Yes,
really?
Emaciated.
100%. Yeah. This is me.
We invented
like 14
post-it.
Or 15.
And that's generous, that one.
I was like, yeah. I was like 15. I had a little back brace on. And then here.
Look at your whole body.
People have listened to this, have heard this so many times, but this is me at 13 with another child my same age.
Same age. And this girl looked like her aunt. That's how emaciated Karen is.
Lucy or something. I can't remember what her name was.
She's like she's on stage with Roseanne Barr.
Shit.
That girl's
I
a
love
sick.
You. I love you.
Thank you, baby. Karen's a Make-A-Wish kid. I just
yeah.
gave her opportunity around here.
I was a Make-A-Wish kid. Joke's on you. I lived.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn Showed wish that. Came through.
I had one
it.
Wish, and that was to live, and then fuck, and then live. Thank you.
Oh,
I had my wishes.
Oh, Karen, you know I gamble. You know I get my gamble on.
Don't we all?
We all do. And you know football season's coming up, and I love the NFL. I'm a Cowboys fan living in New York. That's a problem, but I like to gamble.
So
I go
what
to,
do you do?
I go to my bookie. That's my new thing, mybookie.com.
Why mybookie.com?
Because they got, first of all, you get the discount. They hook you up with some betting stuff. You know what it's all about. It has a better, it has better bonuses. It has more prop bets. They have an the sports book. You just can't beat it. I mean, the handicapping, they help you with everything. So you can just handicap.
So I've heard that this year they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest.
That's right. It's the super contest. It only costs you $100 to get in, and you can win up to $100,000.
No kidding. So first place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, yep. And it only costs $100 to enter?
Only $100 to enter. This is a super contest. This is the thing you want to be part of because you can win a lot of money on one bet.
Okay, so you just got to pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. So all you have to do is go to mybookie.com and enter promo code RACEWARS.
That's right, promo code RACEWARS, mybookie.com. Look, the NFL season started, man. I don't know if you do fantasy football, you do football, but this is the time, and MyBookie is the way to bet.
So you just create your account, claim the bonus, MyBookie.com, promo code RACEWARS.
Bet, win, get paid. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Boo! MyBookie, baby! Now, Kelly, you like Trump, don't you? You care for Trump. You a Texas girl.
Ooh,
that's
Sam
a red
Sterrell.
State.
And I got blue feet.
All right, blue nails. All right. You don't care for Trump because he's racist? So what? Nobody's perfect.
Oh, it's a lot of things I don't care about him. He's a racist. He's a womanizer. He's a loser.
Enough about what you like about him. What don't you?
What's not to love?
You think he's a bad president?
He's horrible.
All right. Compared to who? Taft, nigga? Who?
They're all
George Bush the second.
But and you owe George Bush the second apology. You thought he was the worst, didn't you? And here come Trump. You owe him an apology.
Yeah. Not
he was like,
follow.
He's the devil. He's the, no, he we wasn't none
know.
Of those things.
No,
not
Nixon.
When the devil show up.
No, Nixon.
Nixon was fine. He did the fucking open trade talks with China. So what? He was fucking one of the.
Nixon broke crack.
He what?
Nixon was the one that brought the crack in.
No, nigga. Highway motherfucking Ricky Ross was the one who brought the crack in. Fuck you. Yeah. I saw the documentary, goddammit. Put that on the bush ass.
But Nixon was like, we gonna drop this off 105th, and we gonna keep rolling.
They just looked the other way. Everybody's making money from drugs.
But they're doing it right now.
Do you miss Obama?
No.
You don't miss that nigga either. Thank you. Don't you act like you was all Obama this, Obama that.
I was never Obama, but I was like, Obama's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in comparison? Do you think Trump's getting reelected? I want to know what's going on in the sexual.
I hope not.
Adult industry about all this political stuff. What do y'all think about it? Do you like Trump? Is he opening new markets for you guys?
It doesn't seem like it on Twitter. Just like when I scared.
But he seems like somebody who would patronize in the adult film industry.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Thank you.
Gonna bring the storm.
They're trying to
storm me. Yeah, Stormy can fuck off.
Stormy's a friend of the show. She's been on Race Wars. She's a friend.
I love her.
I love her. Stormy's been on, man. She's a good people. She's a good people.
She has nothing to do with him as a president.
Right.
End of discussion.
What do you mean? She has something to do with him? What if he lied about her? A lot about how she got paid.
What man has lied about fucking a chick?
Listen, she's a has-been. I love you. But she's looking for attention. She's looking for attention right now. And I'm sorry. And I love you. And I respect you as an adult entertainer and everything else.
Okay.
But... like her time has come, and I think like now, why now? Why now is all this shit coming out? Mm-hmm. Stop it! Like, it is what it is. You fucked him. Why are you mad about doing your job if it did happen?
Right.
Stop it.
Right.
Because she wasn't complaining when she was getting that money.
She wasn't complaining
exactly,
when she got that money.
Kelly.
So now she's
exactly.
playing a victim. You know what I'm saying? But she came up here in a tour bus. Wasn't it worth it? She pulled up here in a tour bus when she did Race Wars with a picture on the side of it.
Oh, I'd save that.
She's a huge name, just like Jenna Jameson or anybody else.
Right.
She's a huge name, but why now are you bringing it up?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you did it, you did it. Like just.
And there's a problem. Why not face it right on then and there?
Who cares?
Why wait years later? And I feel like that happens too much in society altogether.
Yeah, yes. I think it is kind of shady that he paid her for a job and then she wanted to run a mouth about it. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm just going by injection. You don't snitch.
You don't snitch.
You don't snitch.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Snitches get stitches.
Thank you.
So I have a surprise for you. Stormy's here. Can we bring her out?
We're out.
See, it's just tear up hot. Oh, me jerking off to it. Kill her.
Best birthday ever. Best birthday ever.
I'm not mad at her.
Best birthday ever. It's a win-win for me.
Listen, we all like dick. Well, except for you, but we all like sucking dick here. We all like fucking. Like, it is what it is. And who doesn't like fucking for money? But, like,
right.
Don't complain about it now. Like,
yes.
But couldn't that just be an extension of fucking for money to her mind?
Oh.
Like, she did it. Now she's squeezing a little more mileage out of it. Because fuck him. Who cares about him?
Don't snitch.
And here she is, and she can get another paycheck. So is that wrong?
To go back to fucking film then. I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah. Why are you complaining? That's what I mean. Like, you have such a huge name. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
You're saying she's like ruining her reputation by doing this.
I feel like she is. Like, it's a whole public attention.
But I think even more Republicans even come out to see her performances and see her speak.
It's like it's a mixed crowd. Thing. I'm telling you.
Because they all want to jerk
I've
off to her.
It, no.
White dudes go crazy when I say she's on the show or near the show. Every white dude goes like this. When is it going to be? Mm-hmm. What?
I've never seen this bitch shoot Trump a gun, hats. So I don't want to hear it.
Is she a bad, performer? Have you seen her work?
No. No, she's not. She's not. That's what I mean. Like, I adore her as a female adult entertainer.
Right.
But what she's doing now is, like, I feel like it's just all an attention thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. I love you, but.
But attention makes money, though. We
that's
can't deny that.
I can't be mad at her for. I'm not mad
so
at her.
So she's making that money, Cal. Who?
I'm mad about the lies.
She's making
I don't
money.
Like lying.
Purse first.
I don't like lying.
Purse
that's
first.
The problem.
Purse first. Purse first. Purse first. Purse first. Purse first. Purse first. We went to the same dance.
Oh, did she just show
up? I mean, she definitely squeezed an extra money out of this.
Yeah.
Who's showing up in a fucking tour bus?
Yeah, but put anybody else in her position, and what do you think they would do? You think they would do the same thing?
No.
Do you think
no.
you would do the same thing?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
What would you do?
Bring him right here, right now. I'll suck Donald Trump's dick right now.
That's
everybody. Ever. Like.
Well, he could make it, but I'm here, and
it is your birthday.
Jesus Christ. You think he's going to win again? Okay, he's going to win again. What do you think, Danny?
I don't know.
Come on now.
I don't know. I'm just along for the ride here.
He ain't going nowhere. Who's going to beat him? Come on, la.
Right.
Her name annoys me. Her name
if I
bugs
hear
me.
One more busing story, I swear to God. I know. It was hard to go to school. We know.
People get bussed, Karen. Relax.
I know. It's just like, it's been like so much busing, and I just like... Here's the thing. I know she's had her struggles and everything. I don't take that away from anybody. You know, of course I get it.
Of course
you'd bring it up. Right. But separately from that, okay, not related. But if you watch the debates, watching like Joe Biden, that old, frail, confused man get attacked.
He like he's looking for his
everybody.
Bus.
Everybody.
My bus is supposed to be here.
It breaks your heart. I'm like, oh my God, you shouldn't be here.
He's Grandpa, like the old man
home.
From the movie Up. My wife is dead. Oh my house is floating. Oh, Joe. Oh, Joseph.
No, it's worse. Even Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no. Which way is up?
Stop my house from floating. I have a dead wife.
Why
I live here.
Wow.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I found my home.
You can stay.
Oh, I'm moving in.
Okay.
All right,
up.
There we go. Open
okay,
up. Okay, this is turning into something.
Oh, okay.
Something's happening here. What's going on over here?
I'm moving in.
She's
I'm moving my stuff.
Okay.
I need
until
that
camera catches
moving
that.
Open your leg up. Open the camera.
Right. Cheated the camera.
Okay,
cheated.
Okay.
Have you
I'm
not done
moving.
Broadway?
I'm moving.
Sea light.
This shit broke into.
Put your weird arm back.
Arm back. You holding the shot.
All right, bitches. Everybody focus.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. What a birthday.
Oh, okay.
Why was she putting her head in your crotch? I missed that part.
Because we're celebrating I was moving
your birthday.
In.
Oh,
talking about moving? I don't know. I'm
with some Felicia?
Into her crotch?
I like Felicia. Yeah, no, Felicia.
A very
yes, Felicia. Yes.
Felicia?
Who's
what?
Felicia?
No.
Say that again.
This Kelly crowd. Oh, what a crowd. This is a crew.
Kelly's
home. Kel, you got some new movies? What's going on? What you doing?
Well, this weekend, I'm going to L.A. I'm nominated for Best Fetish Star at the Urban X Award.
Yeah. Oh!
Kelly!
Bringing home that hardware, nigga. Yeah. Bring the hardware home.
And I'm
Do you
gonna...
need a prop?
Now, who are you up against, first of all? Who's, who else is up on this Best Fetish Star? Who these other bitches? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Call him out.
No.
Nah, who would I know?
Let's do it. Come on, Kelly,
so
do it.
So it's really a nice... set of nominees, so definitely Naomi Banks.
Oh yeah, she's in there.
She's awesome.
She good, that's good work.
She's awesome, yeah. And Lance Hart.
Who's that?
A boy.
A dude.
A boy. Yeah, a boy.
I follow his wife on Instagram, and I have a little crush on her.
Who's his wife?
A little bit. She goes by Goth Charlotte. She's really, really cute. I have a little crush on Goth Charlotte.
Who is that?
She's married to this guy, and they like both do porn. Yeah, she's like the hottest.
Oh, really? You gotta pull that up. Let's pull that up.
I'm so in love with her.
So he's nominated for Best Fetish. What is he fetishy?
He does everything.
I'll say.
Yeah, he does everything.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm on there, so.
So you gonna win it?
That's all that matters.
That's all I care about.
When is the awards?
Sunday on the 18th.
On the 18th, that's also the day of a 50 Cent Tycoon pool party here in New York City. I'm going to stop by. Yeah, 50 Cent, stop by. Might as well stop by for a minute.
Why are we on the same level?
See what it's about. Goddamn it. I'm actually the lifeguard at that pool party, so it's going to be a lot of drownings.
Do you need any flotation devices?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes. So the award show is on the 18th in L.A.?
Yes, in L.A.
Nice. And this is like the AVNs or what?
No.
What's the difference between them?
Apples and oranges.
Break it down for me. I don't know.
So the AVN is the biggest.
Right.
Biggest award show in the adult industry. Right. Then from there you have XBiz.
I'm team XBiz.
Hello.
XBiz? What's XBiz? What's that?
Exactly.
That's some huge
It's levels.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
And then you have the Urban X.
Okay. Nice.
Which promotes more of the black entertainers and all that.
I'm actually in Urban Double X, and it's mostly fighting. We have to fight a lot. Shirts and skins. it's sexy.
So it's pretty much going to be a cool weekend.
That's great.
My outfit's going to be amazing.
What are you wearing, bitch?
Can't tell you, boo.
You should wear that
dress. Can you walk me on a leash?
Where? Anytime. Yes. Bring it.
Sure. I'm coming.
Bring it.
Lord have mercy.
Little white puppy.
Just have some latex on.
Latex? Do you like the latex?
I love latex.
Me too.
Wearing... I walked somebody on a leash once.
What?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, once.
Oh,
it
the
was
English
so
dude?
Fucking fun. We can't. Don't talk about
Oh, I'm
people.
Sorry. I'm sorry. The Portuguese dude?
You don't know him.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you put stuff in his butt?
I didn't do anything.
It's not anybody's business what we do.
Water her down. Water her down.
Water her down?
Water her down.
She's getting hot?
She's getting drippy.
She's looking at me in some type of way. Stop.
Oh, shit.
This has been a triggering day for you.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not opposed to it. It's totally okay.
Listen, if you feel better with the shorts off, just go for it.
Take them off!
Don't be binded in here.
This is your home as well.
Yes.
I will if Kelly takes them off.
Oh,
Kelly's not wearing pants at all.
Kelly, take off her pants. Kelly, take off her pants, goddammit, Kelly.
Kelly, the girl's got a request.
Oh, make sure the camera... Oh, my God. All right, yeah, take them shits off.
Ladies.
I mean, do what women want to do. You're independent women. You can do what you want.
Whatever you
take
want.
Take them shits off right now.
At the time that you want.
Oh, Lord have
mercy. I like it. It's a good tease.
This is nice. This is a nice birthday.
The link's on YouTube if you're if you're listening.
Yes, go cheat to that camera. Give that camera. Oh, yeah, he's... Kelly's taking off... Peyton's
damn son.
Spanking the ass in the camera. Spanking the ass. Oh boy, this is nice.
Miss porn sex.
Yeah.
This is
Can
nice.
Can I put this on my Snapchat?
Yeah, Snapchat it. Snapchat the shit out of this.
Snap it.
Oh boy.
Love
oh
it.
Boy. Yeah, really. No, this is nice. This is good stuff. I'll be honest with you. It's a birthday episode, so you just gotta put up with it. It's just birthday shit going on in here. This is birthday shit. I don't. Oh, damn. Hey. Oh, damn it.
No more for you.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good stuff. Oh, boy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, what?
Happy birthday, dear Sherrod. That's awesome. Oh, I don't get to do that.
Oh, it'll be your birthday. Oh, I gotta get over here and blow it up. Let me come over here.
Yeah, blow it up.
Oh, holy shit.
Come on. Bring them lips over here.
I'm catch those shorts on fire.
Oh, happy birthday to me. We still on the air, by the way.
That's good.
That was good. There's a cake. They brought a cake out. What's the cake up? Thank you for the cake.
You're welcome.
Starting. It's a cake. What a day. What a magical, magical podcast.
It is your birthday.
That was lame.
I mean, I stretched over there for it.
He's nervous.
I was like, my wife is dead. My house is flooding. Let me lick your finger, black girl. My dead wife, my house.
Where is it going?
Oh, Joe Biden got my vote.
No. That poor sweet man. Every time you say bus, he collapses. I'm like, oh my God, Joe, stay upright.
He misspoke a couple times.
Not just that. During the debates, he'll start talking and then, they'll be like, your time's up. And every single other person finishes their whole fucking sentence and has a whole other thought and they're dominating, they're being all alpha and they cut him off and they go, he goes, sorry.
Yeah.
Joe, you want to be the president. Yeah. Finish your sentence.
I don't know if he does.
He's killing me.
Maybe he's just there to someone like.
Don't be respectful.
I mean, he's been through a lot. Remember, his first family died.
That's true.
His whole first family.
That's crazy.
His wife, his kid.
His wife, his kid, and then his other kid didn't he marry the dead son's widow?
Huh?
Oh, God. I gotta go.
They just dated.
What is that browser
okay,
shit?
Okay. So his wife died. His son died. And then the other son dated the dead brother's.
Oh,
widow.
Yeah. That's the other son who died too. Bo?
I was gonna say, but what?
Bo died.
And Hunter. Bullshit. Like,
white people are so crazy.
Shit happens in Delaware.
Yeah. And the family came out and was like, we support this, whatever they need to get through this difficult time.
But his first wife and daughter died in a car accident back in the 70s.
Right.
That he did, right?
What?
I don't know.
That he cut. You think he cut the brakes?
Yeah, he came back.
You think he killed them?
You ever seen the Kennedy story?
I mean, what, Ted jumped out the car with the girl in the car?
Yeah.
Well, he said swim. The bitch ain't swim.
She couldn't swim.
She's black? I mean, how much he was? No, she was. She black? Oh, that was good. Hey, and goddamn it, that was good.
I'm allowed to say it.
That was goddamn good.
Peyton's here.
Because I can't swim.
That was damn good, Peyton. Yeah. She couldn't swim. Was she black? Ooh, that stung real nice.
On his birthday.
He knows I like black dicks. Stop
yeah,
it.
I know. I read your blog. I know. Yeah, he didn't kill his family. They died in a car accident.
Okay.
Kelly, don't trust anybody white.
Kelly is fierce.
What happened in Houston in your upbringing?
Yeah, Kelly, what the hell happened?
Oh, nothing.
You don't trust white people, though. You don't trust white men.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Matt told me.
You shouldn't.
Engineer.
What did white men ever do to earn your trust or my trust?
They paid all my bills, but
that's fair enough.
That's the motherfuckers who check, don't bounce.
I mean, to be fair, mine as well. So I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, always trying to attack white men when they pay all
the
your fucking bills.
The check's always clear.
Yeah.
They don't negotiate with me.
No, they take the price you say.
Hello, yeah, and then they're like, yes, happy. Goddess.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
You know, right. And...
Really?
Yeah, hey, a girl could get used to that.
I fuck with who fucks with me. Yeah.
Right.
And last time I checked, they fuck with me hard.
Oh, the whites. Oh, the whites?
The whites, the blacks, the Indians, the Asians, the Asian.
Who pay the most, though? Where the money? The money come from the whites. The big money. Let's not play around here now.
The big money does come from my white pets.
She called them pets,
that's
too.
That's so hot.
Why is it so hot if a dude
says
it?
And I love all my pets.
No, it's hot if a dude says it, too, but it's different coming from a woman, obviously. It's like a whole dynamic.
Okay, did you water and feed your pets before you left town?
No.
Depends if
I let them hang to dry.
Hey, yeah, wee-wee pets.
That's right.
And that's how I'll come back for you, boo.
The white ones pay, though. They the big money. Let's not fuck around.
I know.
We know who paid the big money.
Yes.
White dudes. They got the biggest freak in them. They freaky. And plus, they paying for you not to say shit about they freak. So that's most of the money. Most of them are like this. Look, bitch, you don't know me.
I mean, well, listen, I tell them that too. I said, listen, if you ever see me on the street, don't even look at me. Just go the other way.
Right.
Don't do it to yourself.
Do they ever run up to you? Did somebody ever run up to you?
Uh-huh.
And where you had to put them in their place?
They're like, I love your movies.
Oh, okay. That's like a that's fandom.
Slow down.
That's fandom.
But it's not like a client that you see.
Right.
I've seen one before in person. Yeah.
Has anybody ever come up to you, or do they kind of give you space?
They email me
later, and they're like, "I saw you." Does that happen all the time?
Yeah.
What do you say? Do you see them too?
Mm-hmm. And I ignore them like sometimes, they was a brick wall.
Good. Oh, they must get off on that so hard.
Do you see them with their wives and shit sometimes?
Yeah. Oh.
Like when?
That's my favorite look.
This is
for
like
the record.
Random shit.
My favorite look is the husband wife look.
Yeah,
the husband goes like this.
Yeah. Like
I don't know you. I don't know what you look like. You gave yourself away. Yeah.
They exposed themselves. Yeah, what's going on in their head?
And he's like, we know each other.
No, you don't.
No, you do not.
I'm off the clock, and you're not on the schedule, so I don't know.
You know my fucking
Gino. Did the wife ever catch on? The wife ever go like that? Mm-hmm. I know what you're up to, Stanley.
I never had that. I never had that, but I did have a wife contact me.
Here we go.
On via email.
White wife?
I don't know.
How'd she come at you, motherfucker? You don't know about that?
I mean, she was
look,
like,
look, bitch, that's my man. That's black.
Yeah, it wasn't
her name
like that.
Karen.
Yeah.
You hear clapping, bitch. You know it's black.
You know. She was like, I see you and my husband have been
corresponding.
Yep, corresponding together, and I was just like,
that's wife language.
Yeah,
you got the wrong person, ma'am. Have a good evening.
That's all you said, and she believed you, and you never.
Because I block him.
And yeah. You never.
I'm not finna engage in that.
So you never contact that dude again.
He contacts me.
And what did he say? Sorry about my wife. She a bitch.
Yeah, that's not her.
No.
She's not going to let that fucking bitch mess with her money.
Hello. I'm like, sweetie.
Right.
Yeah,
doing,
play
baby?
Stupid. Play stupid. I don't know.
You going to book a session or what?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You want this foot up your ass again?
You put a foot up his ass?
Yeah.
Seriously?
With a glove.
Like a whole foot?
You put a glove on your foot and put up his ass?
Wait, you don't want no poopy on your fucking shoe?
Why are we talking about
Trump
for?
Wait, where did you buy foot gloves?
I did that once.
See?
Yeah.
A foot glove?
Scat.
No glove, though.
Nah, it wasn't
you
a scat.
On Amazon?
I just put my foot up his ass. Yeah.
What's a scat?
Oh, that's when a shit everywhere on you.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so like, so if you want to lay down.
As a baby, I was a scat cat.
Oh.
Yeah, you were. Hilarious. And as an adult, you're a scat cat,
scatty
too.
Scatty cat, too. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
You like the rolling?
No. Kelly's enthusiasm really scared me. You like the rolling it? Yeah, you like the rolling it. You mean it's a category for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Scatting and rolling in your scat?
Yes.
You have scat and you have the caviar, the chocolate caviar that I give them. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
chocolate caviar.
What's what?
Scat is runny and the caviar is a little bit whole, like more solid.
Oh.
And what's the other one?
Wait, huh? I have to ask Kelly.
I'm about to pass out.
No, I have to ask.
Who does it come out of?
Me.
Oh.
Yes, but how do you do that?
So how do you regulate what it is?
Thank you.
Do you charge extra? I have to.
How do you like
more
this?
Pushing.
I'm gonna get more slurpy because I'm gonna
what?
Do more scatting today. Like, what do you eat to scat and what the comparison to?
Oh, easily. So they tell me they didn't want to roll around in it. I make sure I drink chocolate milk.
They want to roll around in the shit. See, I'm not up to that class yet. I'm sure I'm going to be there one day, but I'm not there yet.
You're not on that level.
But you know what?
See, no, like, it's like an anal shoot, but no, you girls got it like an anal shoot. Like, no?
An anal shoot?
No.
What is it?
Like when you do an anal shoot, like, okay, I don't eat the day before. Like, it's like liquids, like, just clear soup.
Oh, no, I eat.
You eat the day before an anal shoot?
No, I don't do the anal shoots, but I scat on their face.
No, she's talking about
when
she does anal shoots.
When you go to an anal shoot, you girls do. Oh, no, Dan, don't even.
I don't either. Okay, I'll scat on their face.
She's like, I scat on their face. I'm like, boy, I can't wait to eat my cake now.
Clear liquid.
Flavor tea.
Yeah, no.
And you go up.
You have a job to do, right.
And you shit down.
This is white dudes now. Come on, keep it 100 with me. This is usually white dudes who want this.
Seriously, don't like.
Never get it twisted. Black guys like it too.
Really?
On camera. Or ever.
You don't get up the
my
butt?
My butt doesn't work.
Mine
no.
doesn't either.
That's the name of my new blog.
But I always fucked girls did, in the butt.
Am I the only one here that like sticking in
oh,
the
yeah, I forgot. You don't
I wish it. I did.
Yeah. I like a little.
I struggle.
I got a hand raise in the audience.
Hand raise in the audience.
Get it, girl. Get it.
Well, happy birthday to you, but I ate today, so.
But it's my birthday.
Oh, so you ready for the fist?
That's a gamble for you.
You
ready to gamble?
You ready to put the fist up you?
No, no fist, I wouldn't
no
put
fist,
a fist
no
up
No fist,
me.
That's one thing I don't do.
Apparently when I hurt a nigga.
No. It's so popular. Am I right?
Is, yes.
People love that.
Fun thing
yeah.
ever.
Nothing's that weird.
Wait, wait, what's popular? A fist
a
up
fist
in a
up
dude's ass?
Yeah.
No, no.
Dudes are into that.
Yeah.
What dudes are these?
All of them.
You know them in your life.
Kelly, I need
I
to
guarantee you.
You know a fist dude.
I guarantee
well,
you.
I know comedians, so.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about gay guys. I'm talking about a straight guy that you know. Probably a bunch of them are really into that.
Now, when you're thinking about who I know, is it all white dudes?
I'm thinking about everyone you know, and probably yes.
Yes.
Yes, right? Yes.
White dudes take a fist in the asshole.
Yes. Yeah.
White boys do everything. I ain't gonna never put it past them niggas.
Yeah, they are bored.
They are so bored.
I seen one.
Wanna kill you to play basketball.
I seen one who could come in his own mouth.
Yeah, Snowball.
Really?
Snowball.
Yeah.
No.
Or just. I used to cam with a guy. He put his legs back, and he jerk off in his own mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, go.
I was like, you are fucking
talented.
Thank God I don't
have to do it. Yes, thank God I don't have to do it.
Wait a minute.
You're going places.
I'm okay with it.
Why would he ever leave the house?
Right.
Wait, he came in his own mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
But was his mouth on his dick? Or was it just
reach?
No, it's like
they shoot it.
Yeah, he's shooting it. It's not. He's not sucking his own dick.
No, it's shooting. It's still gross. Still gross.
So you're not into it again.
And then they jerk off. And then their dick's up here. And they're face on the floor. And they jerk off.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's like you lose with a lot of time by yourself.
Impressive.
That's impressive.
And then I guess like, if he comes in his own eye, it's his own problem.
It's not your fault.
To like being blind.
There is one person.
He's cream pieing his own face.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? For that, you get a Scooby snack.
You get a Scooby snack. You get to eat my asshole.
And those dudes pay more for stuff, don't they?
Yep. Yes. Because it's weird. And they know people look at their ass crazy.
They,
but
yeah,
you
know.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck.
You don't
like,
give a fuck.
Like, their wife won't do it. Like, that's what we're here for.
You can't explain to your
we're
wife.
We're here
usually.
For that. Like, we send you home happy. That's it.
Is everybody dick hard in the room? Is that me? Who's dick is hard? There we go.
Any of y'all go home tonight. Can I put my legs over my head?
What? So
you're gonna be at home trying it.
Scats? You knew scats was a thing?
Just grow up.
Not the America I grew up
it's
in.
It's not that weird. It's just a different version of the same thing. Sex is just sex. It's just some people like it really, 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 really dirty, but it's always dirty.
Listen, it's all, you know, 80% of the pheromones come out of your butthole.
So
you do know
right.
that. So I know why people like to play around
and
bodies.
You know that.
Holes, I scientifically proven it. But that's
people just like to get after it.
People get after it? But people get after it more than I ever imagined.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you know what? And if you're making money or if you're really into somebody, you get into it too.
You get into it.
Yeah,
You've been
do.
Putting your fists on somebody's butthole. That's why
so
I keep talking
freely
about
it. So what if I did?
Yes. What if she?
We had a nice time. And I was really in love with that guy.
Taryn's been tearing a nigga up. Let me tell you this real.
I loved
him. She's been tearing him up, though.
Yeah.
It's gave her a power that she didn't have in her face before.
When
she bit this nigga over.
For someone to be that into it is so hot.
Ruined
for someone to really, for them to have that as a real, it's not, they're not just making shit up. They're like, this is what I've been thinking about.
You
you're like, oh my God, right.
They love you
sometimes
for
they
it.
Disrespect you for it. But yes, overall, it was a really positive
thing. And they can't disrespect you for it.
I mean, yeah.
But sometimes
if
I get so.
If it triggers them like that, then yeah, they could turn it around on you.
Because sometimes I get so comfortable with you doing it with them that it get uncomfortable that you are the only person who saw that part
if,
of them.
If they're
or,
uncomfortable with themselves already.
Right.
And
a lot of people
they are.
They
are. Yeah,
they
a
are.
Lot of people
everybody's
are.
Insecure in some way.
Some people are really ashamed. And
sexually
that's
ashamed.
Not, and that's just not just bad for them. It's bad for who they're with. That comes out on the other person,
it's bad
too.
For society.
It's really toxic, yeah.
If you don't...
It ruins relationships. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boss is a dick at work because that nigga ain't
not getting free fixed how
his,
he wants.
He's not free with his sexuality.
Right.
And his wife ain't going to do it because she's been through enough.
If you have a weird thing, there is a woman, and you take reasonable care of yourself and you like try to be like some kind of decent quality, there's a woman who will get into it with you. Yeah. Guaranteed. Exactly. You don't have to settle for someone like making it weird in. Or whatever. Yeah. Right. There's a woman who will love you and want to do that.
Look, I'll do it with you. It's fine. Right. You pay my bills. It's fine. And I'm going to send you home happy. And then your wife can deal with you. Whether not like, but the bottom line is, I'm doing what your wife is not gonna do.
Right.
And it's a job.
It's a service.
I don't want you. I don't want to wreck a happy home.
That's what women don't understand a lot of times. They think they're gonna lose their man.
No, I don't want you. I don't want you. You can prance around in my fucking high heels and my whatever, my fishnets. I don't care. But at the end of the day, I don't want you. Go home.
Right.
Like, there's somebody else's problem.
Pay my car note and go home. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
That's what a lot of women don't understand, that they're, like, their men are not in danger when they go to a strip club or they're watching porn.
No, they're not.
It's like, is in danger when they're at the mall. That's where the whores are, nigga.
Exactly.
The whores in the mall.
Exactly. They're thirsty.
Strip club don't want no part of you.
They want
no part of you.
Right.
They take your money and beat
it. It's arrogance also and insecurity. It's like, my man, absolutely. So nobody thinks that.
Nobody wants
you.
A man like that.
Yeah,
no.
Just you.
Yeah. You women open me up to a whole scat life.
Scat all that poop.
And they roll in it?
Trying to
tag
like a pig.
Finger paint. Finger paint, right? Finger paint. Yes.
Oh my God.
Finger paint.
Oh, no. It's one of these.
Oh, yes, in the face?
Yes. Kelly, yep.
And what are you doing when this is happening?
I'm like, yeah, go ahead and rub that shit in, bro. Yeah, but.
You just
a cigarette.
She's probably got a martini. Like,
you have the best job ever.
I'm just dancing in her all night. I'm like,
yeah. More. More.
I want to see that white skin turn brown.
Oh,
you are a delight. You are special.
I think I'm gonna pee.
Honestly,
right here.
That's probably so healing for so many people to be with someone who truly just accepts and doesn't give a fuck. Like, because I think for a lot of people who are so kinky, think that's not possible for them.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
That's heartbreaking.
I agree. You feel like you're on
Nothing's
an island
that
by yourself.
Crazy. What do you want? A little shit all over you? It's fine.
It's a group for that.
Go do you.
It's
a
group for that.
Right.
I'm
There's
on
a
the
Kelly
group.
For that. Kelly's got you.
I'm more in the group
Hit
of
me
pointing.
On the hotline.
There's a WhatsApp for that.
Scatline, what's going on?
Hey, welcome back to Scats. I'm your host, Kelly.
Kelly, if you do not start a podcast, I swear to fucking God.
Call Scats?
You, what, Lainey, get on
Lord
it.
Have mercy.
She needs a show.
Yeah, I agree. She needs a
show. She's
the scat line.
The scat line. Yeah.
Don't listen to Karen.
Get that shit on Patreon fast.
With her puppy Peyton.
Now, how much money can you charge for something like that? I'm just asking for a friend.
800 and up.
Really?
It's caviar.
And you get the shit.
It's caviar. Do you get it?
I don't think he understands.
Chocolate caviar.
I'm trying.
She's literally giving of her body to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit's expensive, you know?
It used to be food. Food don't pay for itself.
And do you do this in a hotel room? I know the fucking cleaning lady coming in like this.
It ain't my hotel room.
It's his. You got to explain that?
Yep.
No, because you like...
You put shit down?
You wrote it. You put the towels down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, the towels are around.
Yeah, and you tell him, lay down. Lay on down now.
Oh, you got to do those weeby pads, girl. You get the weeby pads.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I'm not doing any weeby pads. I'm just going with what I know.
Wait, the hotel towels, though. You don't bring, like, a sheet or whatever?
No.
You don't care if they get shit all over the towels?
It's not my towels.
The hotel. So who cares?
She leave unscathed.
It's not her credit card on the deposit.
Right. Who cares?
I do it.
And I'm like, go ahead and clean my butt with your tongue like a, you know, paper towel.
Yeah, right.
Keep it moving, boo.
And you walk out of there unscathed, and he's got 40 towels with shit on him.
Yeah.
A mouth full of shit. He's like this. My wife can't know. Lord have mercy.
Until you use that hotel charge or that cleaning fee.
$13,000 for a cleaner fee?
The hotel was only $20.
It was a big mess.
Ramada Inn, the highly charged Ramada Inn. What?
Yeah.
That's like
just awesome. A day at the office.
It's great.
You ever do the shit stuff, Danny?
No, I mean, I've been shit on, but like not on purpose. It's just your own set. Literally, shit happens.
Oh yeah.
You can't pretend. You can't. You can't be in porn.
Wait, somebody shit on you?
Shit on.
A girl?
Yeah, you're working with a girl, yeah. And you know she cleans out, and yeah. Just things it happens.
What do you mean she?
You just baby wipe it off and keep moving. It's not that serious.
You do an enema.
An enema before you shoot?
Yeah, but yeah. You know, sometimes someone doesn't have a perfect day or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And you just let it happen. You don't stop the shoot?
Or that person stop the shit.
You just like,
you stop. That's why the arm's always behind when you're fucking. Yeah. That's the shit arm.
It's chunking feces.
You make the camera guy smell it. Get over
he
here.
He's like, I've been waiting for it.
Get in here.
He's like, I work for free. I've been waiting for that. I'm union. I deserve that thing. What? I didn't know people were shitting on each other in a fucking porns.
Well, not like on that level, but like it just, you know. Yep.
It just happens.
It's a whoopsie doodle.
Yeah, girls have accidents.
Oh,
you know.
Butt juice.
They edited it.
But what if a dude had an accident like that? Now, a girl can have an accident. What if a dude shit on
oh,
set?
I'm gonna roast him.
That must happen.
I've never, like, had a... Oh, okay.
What? You had it happen?
she
a dude took a shit on set?
Speak on it.
Was it? No, I actually... it was called Straps and Boys, and I didn't know I was going to fuck a dude in the ass. I was told it was an anal shoot. By my first.
But you thought it was you was the anal and not him.
I thought it was me.
Well, you know, you got to give people equal rights, you know?
That's right.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, he was hot as hell, but I did have to do a stop because there was some anal juice involved.
Got to wipe your dick off. Keep going.
I thought about licking it. I was like, no.
At least you thought about it. God damn, you're a team player.
I did think about it. He was fucking hot as hell, this guy. Like,
and you fucked the juice out of his butt?
Fucked the juice out of the booty.
I fucked the juice out of his butt. Yeah, we made a little stop.
Nobody slow clap?
Yeah, on the list.
I mean,
her jaws are dropped.
She's doing God's work.
Let me fuck the juice out of him.
What?
What?
How long was the strap on you was using?
Oh yeah, I asked for the biggest, blackest dildo.
Yay!
They gave her a charade.
Maybe
a schmedium.
A schmedium.
Schmedium.
You go to your shroom.
Kelly,
go to your shroom.
Kelly, you know.
Kelly,
you
start shit over here.
Kelly's on fire tonight.
Kelly's holding out.
Does that say happy birthday, daddy?
Doo-doo.
Does it?
Doo-doo. No.
Then everybody.
Doo-doo, my cat's here? It's not my cat's birthday.
What is the last
Roddy? Word? I don't know what it is.
Sherrod?
What's that last word?
I don't know. I maybe can't talk. It's upside down.
Oh, it's upside down.
Jesus Christ, Karen.
Happy birthday, Sherrod.
There we go.
It's actually cool. It's actually cool.
A white person wrote it, so.
That's my bad.
It does not say doo-doo.
Then everybody at the table.
Would you like some doo-doo?
I would love some doo-doo.
Hey, birthday, doo-doo.
Then everybody at the table fuck a dude in the ass with a something?
Yeah,
for the most part,
I put both my...
Look at Karen's face. Look at her. Revenge. Of course she has. Wait, you did yours revenge?
I did the mofos. They caught me for the first time. And then I had a horrible experience with it. And
what's the mofos?
What is that? Yeah, mofos.
What?
It's porn.
It's a
razor. I don't be knowing what y'all kids be talking about.
I don't be knowing it either.
I can't keep up with them.
No,
right.
Bang bus.
Yeah. Okay, so mofos. Yeah, okay. You did mofos. You wasn't happy with it, so you fucked somebody in the ass to get revenge?
Yeah, basically.
You are so
I wanted deep down.
And you just what? Fuck
them. I mean, I was nice about it. I wasn't like fucking like... You know, is it okay? Does that feel okay, baby?
No,
is that all right?
Ask?
I was super like, I don't know. I was like, I don't
you
know
don't ask questions.
I Kelly think I'm the only one here that's nice with a strap on.
Are you nice about it?
Yeah.
You can train me. Okay.
I bring different dicks. I let them pick out what dick they want.
Oh, they pick the dick. See, that's nice. See, that's
I'm gentle.
Nice.
I use lube.
Let them pick
like,
the dick. Right.
I don't hate fuck unless
I'm I'll take the number
it.
Three. Give me the three. You have fries? No, up the ass is just, I can't do it. It's not my thing.
You've never taken pinky? A pinky?
It's your birthday.
I took a little pinky pink.
I will not stand for lies.
I took a little pink, but, you know,
taken a regular finger.
Sometimes girls are trying to go butt wild, and it's like, bitch, your nails just broke off in me.
Yeah.
They ever try to stick a tongue?
No, I can't. I'm your father.
Yeah, what about a tongue? Surprise.
Oh, I'll take a tongue. Yeah. Oh, I'll take a tongue and ass. Yes. Oh, boy. You come to the right place.
No, I really do.
Welcome home, bitch, because this is where you belong. Yeah, I'll take a tongue and ass, you know.
Tongue punch.
Definitely when I'm, what?
Tongue punch.
Why do guys love that so much?
Why? It feels like great.
Yeah.
It feels great.
They don't want to be fucked in the ass, though. They just like the
I love my ass licked, and I don't want to get fucked in my ass.
There you go. Twins.
Like, you can knock on the door, but do not come inside.
Twinsies. Yeah, nigga, I can't, yeah. Tongue in a butt.
I like it.
Yeah. Karen loves eating butt. Apparently, I learned this from my daughter last
week. When I love someone, then yeah, I love all of it.
All of it.
Yeah, but What'd you
only
say?
With love.
Yeah, it's, well, here's the thing.
Or the
it's
right not, mushrooms.
It's like, I get into the whole deal. I mean, that's not uncommon, right? But like, yeah, I find it really easy to get into whatever someone's into if I'm really into them.
Right.
That's what I'm into, right? It's like that energy, like that, like super enthusiasm about something specific. Like, that's why kinks are so fun, because it's so particular to that person and they're so into it, and you're like, why? But it's like hot.
What's like one of the weirdest kinks you dealt with?
Me?
Yeah, yes, nigga.
I told you I walked someone on a leash. I told you that I put a foot up somebody's ass.
You put a foot too?
I announced it when we were talking about it before.
At 2 foot? What, you had, did you put a glove on your foot, or you just went barefoot?
No, it was a barefoot.
Ah, she's like a NFL kicker back in the 80s. No shoe, no sock, nigga.
Yeah.
40 below in Lambeau Field. She went Lambeau in that ass.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Once
laces out.
Once you cross
that.
Once you cross a certain like level of kinkiness, there's nothing that's that weird, right? So every next request, you're like, okay, like what else you got, you know? Yeah. It's not, once you get into weird, it's all normal.
But some girls are, you know, some girls are backpedal. Even some dudes, I guess, are backpedal when you get too weird for them. Like, be into somebody and be like this, I don't know if I'm into that.
Well, you know what? The thing that I was always a little self-conscious about was when something was really intense for me, I didn't want to convey that in terms of like making someone feel like I was weirded out.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to put any negativity or whatever on him. Not negativity, but
don't make him feel
sometimes
weird
I would
his...
get overwhelmed too.
Yeah,
it's like
already,
very
like,
intimate,
right?
And so I didn't ever want to. I didn't feel like that was something I could like express to be like, ooh, okay, yeah, wow, that was really intense. I need a minute, because I felt like that would make him feel bad, and I didn't want to do that.
But sometimes you went to the bathroom and it's broke down.
Oh no!
He wants me to do what? Nah. Maybe one time.
But there's like a level of intimacy to it. Like, I'm sure you know. Like, you develop a bond with someone not just because you have a bond with them, but also that raises the level of intimacy by a lot. Yeah. It's unusual behavior.
Yeah.
And it requires a lot of trust and stuff, and it's a lot.
Trust is really what you really need when you're having sex with somebody.
Yeah, but it's weird, like, because at a certain point, the rest of the relationship also bleeds into the sex. So if there's something that's unresolved or whatever, you can't do that.
Partner. If you can communicate, I mean, that's everything.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I like to have a good cry before I have sex with anybody. Oh, I ball out, girls. Yeah, let go.
Oh, girls love that.
just a snotty, bubbling mess.
No.
Then I'm like, I'm going to go down on you now. Thanks for coming here. My body.
Clean your nose. Clean your
girls
nose.
Love it. You can like clean your nose on yourself. Now roll on it. Roll on your boogers, nigga. You paying me, ain't you? Rolling your boogers. I got them. Kelly turned everything into a dollar. I respect it.
Do you itemize it? Like, you know when you get your hair done and they're like, okay, cut, color,
menu,
right?
A menu, right, Kel? A menu.
It's fucking a la carte.
You have a menu?
That's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
And so people book time with you, and then you bill them for like a baseline of time and then a la carte on top of it.
Oh.
That's an amazing business model. You must make bank, girl.
That's a good idea.
Is everything about money for you?
Well, if somebody likes one thing, they're not going to stop.
I have really good friendships, and I met this new guy.
Uh-oh.
He's so incredible.
Here we go.
Wait,
he's
so this is romantic?
Puerto Rican and black.
Puerto Rican and black.
He has a footer.
They both stole my car.
And
nobody.
What was the noise?
Wait, you met him, where is he? He lives where? And,
he lives out here.
Is he a client, or is
I knew he, was New
York
from that Puerto Rican.
Outside of work, yeah.
So you like him?
Yes, I like him.
What'd you like about him?
everything. His big dick.
You fucked him already?
Yes, I did.
God damn it. Don't anybody wait anymore?
Nope. For what?
For what?
How long you been dating though?
A week.
How married is he?
He ain't.
They separated what? Come on, bitch. Tell me the truth.
They're not. I mean, he
was
single.
Married before?
No.
Okay.
He's how, younger.
30-something? Uh-oh.
Young buck.
19?
Oh, no.
You're going
to
ruin him.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to ruin him.
It's my birthday.
27-year-old?
And I'm 35.
What you doing to that young boy, fucking Jeffrey Epstein?
Hey, back up.
Come on, I can get three more jokes on him. He just got newly dead.
Yeah, newly dead.
I brought him to the real side.
Did you? You brought him over. Had him come in and making noises?
Yes. Oh, you taught him a couple noises. Things. Oh, he didn't know about that.
He's like, what's scatting?
No, none of that.
Scat channel, scat.
You're not doing none of that.
What's this scat I keep hearing you?
Like, so you got a footer. You think you can make me scat on myself?
Did you put a foot in this boy, too? No.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, you just did regular stuff to him.
That's bae.
Okay.
Hey, bae.
So bae don't get no foot. Hey,
no, he don't get no foot.
He don't get no foot.
No.
She's a mess, Karen. She's out here taking control. I don't like it.
She knows what she's doing.
I don't like it in control. God damn it.
She's a puppet master.
She is.
Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah.
It bugs the shit out
she's
of me.
She's got him.
Pinocchio.
So yeah, what does this boy find out about what you... Does he know what you...
Yes, he does know what I do.
Okay.
And he totally respects it. He's not trying to change me. Not trying to do none of that.
Not yet. Till those feelings kick in. Right. Why you was out so late? No shoot take that long.
Oh, I ain't got that problem. I'm like, you got to come home at 9 p.m. I'll be waiting on you with a belt in my hand.
Oh, Karen, you go to your room. That's why I don't like you for these birthday shows.
No, see, I was originally gonna go to my room later, but now I'm going to stay.
Everything's so sexual.
No, these are my
That's
people.
Just a little belt.
Mm-hmm. It's a sexually charged.
Ooh, and he has nice hair.
Does he? Jesus. What do you mean nice hair? He a coolie? Hair. What, you fucking super cat? nailed that, nigga.
No.
Coolie, man?
No.
Man, coolie?
His hair's like down here.
Bugs me.
So beautiful.
Do you pull it?
No, I rub it nicely.
What kind of skirts does he wear?
None.
Because his hair down there. Somebody else running up in that booty
hole. Oh, you're trying to ruin her joy.
I'm ruining it.
I know. She's giving me that stink eye.
He's not a booty man.
He's not a booty man? Not at all.
He's my booty man.
Okay, he's somebody's booty man. You know, he's still there. Ain't no grown man with long hair like that. What are you, Aquaman, nigga?
Taking some of his booty hole.
Taking his booty. I like the man bun.
I like it. See.
That's a
like
man bun.
Yes, right. You hold on
it
to that.
It is hugely popular.
Like
it's popular than fucking niggas in Williamsburg.
Hugely popular. Yeah.
You fucking on the L train is popular, nigga.
Right.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants an out of work art teacher.
No.
Nigga, you just do heroin. You don't do no art no more.
I'll take this cake and go.
All right, we got to wrap it up. It's time to wrap it up. It's birthday show.
It's cake time.
It is cake time. We're going to have cake. You guys have fun. Let's do some plugs. What do you want to plug your plugs? Danny?
Oh, I have to go first? I have a lot of plugs. Someone else go first.
Okay, Karen.
Okay, you can find me on Insta, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis, and on Tweety, Karen Kardashian.
It's my birthday.
I'll be guest co-hosting with Abby Rosenquist at The Stand Thursday, the 15th at 7 p.m.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. My actual birthday.
Yeah.
Pat?
Me?
Pay?
Peyton Sinclair, Peyton Sin on Facebook, Peyton Sinclair on Insta and Twitter. And I am nominated for Best Ass for Inked Award.
Yeah!
So yes. Vote for me.
That's my cake.
Yeah. I feel it.
That's about it.
Go ahead, baby.
Kelly. All right. So I'm Kelly Provocateur. Catch me on Instagram at Kelly Provocateur and Twitter, Kelly Provocate. And you can check my website out. www.kellyprovocateur.com.
I'm gonna be a new puppy.
Coming soon, soon to
coming soon
to an iTunes podcast torium near you.
Yes,
the Scat Show.
Yeah, Scatline.
Scatline.
Yes.
Yes.
Dillian Harper, exclusive.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Dillian Harper. Also, Instagram, Dillian Harper, exclusive underscore Inc. And who is going to Miami, guys? So looking forward to that in September. And I just released my new song, Porn Star, by Ryan Banks featuring Mark.
Yes!
So check out Porn Star.
We got to play that on the show. We got to play that at the end, yo. Play the Porn Star. Add that.
I'm Danny Daniels on,
yes,
aka Danny Daniels on Instagram. I'm sucking all the D on Snapchat. Watch my TV show because the episode with Sherrod is out.
That's right.
What? On Amazon.
We had a great episode.
DinnerWithDanny.com or search on Amazon. My husband wrote a book and I wrote
the
book. He's going to get really mad because I just mentioned it.
Rick.
But I wrote the foreword. So
What's
the book? The book is Lessons I Learned from Being Married to a Porn Star.
Nice.
So search Vic Chipola on Amazon. Nice. And
thank you guys for coming on, man. This is a great episode. I'm gonna do my plugs. I just want to thank you guys first. I'm going to Hour this Saturday at the Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com. You can see me this Saturday, Comedy Cellar, a sweet, sweet hour. And then you can catch Race Wars Live in Vegas the 25th through September 1st at the Rio, the Comedy Cellar at the Rio. So catch me and Kirby doing 14 stand-up shows. Oh, I can see that. My penis is watching that. We're doing 14 stand-up shows and 5 podcasts. It's going to be in the Rio the August 25th through September 1st. Yes, you guys had fun?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You guys are all right.
The black Mr. Clean.
Race Wars.
Saving that one.
I was
waiting to say that.
I was waiting to say that.
Good episode.
Next up, coming to the stage, Dillian Harper!
Forget your ex-wife, step up your sex life, we'll check a website.
You better log on to DillionNation.com.
There's some holes in this house. 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 There's some holes in this house.
P.S. Thank you, Ryan Banks, for all your...